This is where normal comes to die. Mediocrity meets its final demise, and the status quo is unabashedly dismantled. Welcome to Reinvention Radio. Now, here's your host, Steve Ulscher.
Alrighty, welcome to Reinvention Radio. We're sounding off. Yay! Let's sound. What do you say, Mary Goo?
Okay. Yay. Let's see what we're going to talk about.
Hey, we're GOJ. What's up, baby?
What's going on?
And joined in studio by a very special guest, Dennis Langley.
Hello.
What's up, buddy?
Hello.
With the 5 Minute Bark podcast hanging out.
Thanks for having
us.
This is great.
Awesome, man.
A learning curve and super mode.
Right? Awesome having you here. And you know, it's interesting because as a former BMXer, I mean, you've kind of made your way into this whole world of new media and your podcast and everything else that you've got going on. So I know you've really embraced this whole world. Let me ask you a question, because here on The Sound Off, we cover a lot of ground, whether it's entertainment or technology or politics or business. I mean, you name it. We kind of go down a number of different rabbit holes today, and I want to talk a little bit about the money side of the online world, because I think it's an important conversation that a lot of folks just maybe aren't willing to have, or maybe there's just not enough access to information out there about what's really possible in this online arena. And I got to tell you, I was pretty stunned when I came across some numbers recently in terms of this whole world of influence. My God, right? I mean, first and foremost, I don't know if you just saw this, but not terribly long ago, I think Kim Kardashian hit 100 million Instagram followers. I mean, that's just an insane number of people.
Stupid people.
Well, let's not call them stupid. Let's just say that they're...
I just don't get this Kardashian
thing. I don't know who they are.
No, right? Well,
it's so funny, the difference here in Mary on Soul for Sunday.
Soul for Sunday versus the sound off. Let's just call them stupid people. No.
She still doesn't curse on either, but...
No.
Something changes.
I mean, look, let's be honest here. Most of us, when we post something online, we're happy if we get some response, you know, 5, 10, 20 likes, you get 100 likes on something, you get some comments. That's pretty cool, right? I mean, people are digging on what you're doing, and yeah, okay, good. So now we've got some conversation going on with our community and engagement and whatnot. And she'll put up a post and she'll literally get like 400,000 likes or like 20,000 comments. And it's insane how you really can move the needle with the push of a button. And so one of the things that I was really wondering about, like, okay, does that translate into anything other than sort of egocentric metrics? Like, it's nice to be able to put up a picture of you in a swimsuit and people are like, ooh, look at you. You look great. You know, 20,000 likes or, you know, whatever. So, I mean,
everything's changed, Steve.
Yes.
That's messed up news.
That's why
this whole fake news thing that we talked about, whether
you fake people,
I don't even
fake
call
news,
it. It's just everything. Like media is clicks now.
Yeah.
The news is not going to, like, if the news is saying or a newspaper said, oh, it's a beautiful day today.
And we look,
you would just look at the paper and be like, yeah, I'm on my way to the beach. But, you know, it's got to say war. It's got to say this. It's got to say something to stop you in all the distractions to get you to pay attention. And so now relevant news doesn't even matter. That's why I've always believed, or not always, but especially more recently, like you post good stuff that's just heartfelt, real stuff that's doing your jam. Kind of Gary Vee, let just one thing I like about it is just document what you're doing. And then as you're doing it and you're documenting and you're talking more with people, you know,
this
could go on forever.
Yeah. For sure. Like, that's why I stopped. Like, you could easily.
No, I totally get that. And so what I was trying to figure out is, like, is there real money in this? Like, you know, you've got people who have
It's like $6.37 per dollar spent on this. Is why.
Wait, what do you mean?
On influencers, you get every dollar you spend on a micro influencer, let's call them. And I don't mean necessarily Kim Kardashian's. They skew numbers. It's a little different. It's way out of whack. But like Susie, I'm blanking on her name. Susie's blah, 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 whatever. She does dresses on Instagram. And like, she can get like $13,000 for a post, but she moves the needle and sells like 30,000, whatever. Whatever. It, like, the it comes back $6.37 per. And
there's a huge play there, I would think, at some point. But
these guys are coming out with their own cosmetics, their own whatever, because we all know Procter & Gamble don't really give a shit about you. They're reporting to shareholders.
Sure, sure. So it's interesting to me because I was thinking like, okay, kind of what's the threshold here? So if you get to 10,000 followers, or if you get, you know, consistently like 10,000 likes on something, I mean, can you monetize that? Is there any real money in that? And it seems like the threshold is about 100,000. So, you know, and I know Richie, you're going to be saying like, if you've got a niche thing and you've got like a, you know, like our buddy Michael O'Neill, right, who has his show where it's just about audio files, right, and very right. And not like files, F-I-L-E-S, but audio, P-H-I-L-E-S. So people who are really into audio, he's got a fairly small audience and it's growing, but he's been able to monetize that.
There's just so many ways to monetize, yeah. though.
But what I thought was really, really interesting here.
You're talking CPM, guarantee. I don't even need to know what you're saying. You're saying basically 100,000 is on a CPM, like cost per million that they'll pay you from an advertiser perspective. They right. want to see CPM.
Well, CPM is cost per thousand, but yes, cost yeah. per mille, yeah. which is so, Latin for thousand. But yes.
My point is this. What if I'm a real estate developer that my average deal is $100 million,
mm-hmm.
and I have people on my show that make $100 million deals,
okay,
and three people listen to my shows, and now I get two more deals.
Yeah.
F your numbers.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, it was interesting.
It's all relative, man. Yeah, I hate this stuff. This is pulling people back into vanity numbers, but you know I'm just fired up.
Yeah,
right?
I know you
are. The only reason the 100,000 matters.
That's why we call this a sound off. So we can sound off.
It's the same thing you say all the time. Maybe you only have 1,000 people, but would you stand in front of 1,000 people? Was it worth it for you? And how many times did you stand in front of 1,000 people? And how much did you get when you got that? It's the same thing. It's just over a microphone.
Let me just throw out these
numbers. Let him answer the question. What did you get for that?
My metrics are completely different. I was just paid a flat fee no matter what. So there was no metrics.
And it didn't matter. There you go. Even better.
Yeah.
It didn't matter.
Even
three
my sponsors
kids could
now,
show
my
up or 100.
Metric project. They're not sponsors like that.
So Dash Hudson, which is a company that helps brands connect with Instagrammers specifically, says that, and I didn't realize this, I mean, some of those posts, these guys are getting anywhere between $2,000 and $15,000 for a single post, with some of the more larger, more popular celebrities getting anywhere between $15,000 and $500,000 for a single post. Wade, yeah. Yes, say it, please.
It's not about audience. It's about right audience. And that's what gets you from a dollar CPM to a $50 CPM.
But it's both. It's why you always hear me say wide than deep. You got to go wide because you got to find who you're going to go deep with.
Yeah.
Right? So Dennis goes wide, say, use him as an example on his show, does a 5-minute park. He's going wide, and there's one out of a certain number of people, because we're only 5 to 16 of us, like we did, like joking. Mm-hmm. They're going to resonate with him, and they're going to get on his email list, and he's just going to keep being himself, and then one out of whatever number is going to buy his entry-level product, then one out of whatever number is going to get to his mastermind.
Sure.
And it's like, it doesn't matter. He's got to be his own self, be his own jam, show up, because you got to always try to be someone else to get to 500,000.
Mm-hmm.
You're screwed, dude.
Yeah.
MASH is gone. Every show is gone. MASH is gone. Sopranos is gone. Every show runs its course. You got to be you, man, because it's the only thing you got hope for.
Amen. Well, then there you have it. All right. So, you know, I'm trying to – my kids are in a YouTube camp right now. They're creating – like literally there is a camp where they are focused on creating YouTube videos and editing them and uploading them and whatnot. And like my kids do these great impressions of our dogs. And I keep telling them, just do the videos of the dogs and do the voices, you know, because like that's the
kind of
thing.
Do they watch What's Inside This on YouTube?
I don't know.
The dad and the kid that open everything up like bowling balls.
Oh, one of those revealing.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
You should get them to watch that.
What's Inside This?
It's a father and a son. Do it with them.
All right. We'll have to do some of that fun stuff. Yeah. But I just was really, because I was looking at that and they were talking about how much they want to do this. And this, and so I'm like, all right, cool. Well, you know, we'll do it. And I was like, well, is there any real money in this thing? And evidently the answer is, God, yes, if you can get the right audience. So I just wanted to share that with you, because I found that and I was like, good God, I didn't realize that some of the celebrities were getting like 15 to 500K per post. And so, all right, so there you have it. So go out and start your own channel, find your audience, and just write me a check for 10%. That's all we ask. All right, my friends, we'll talk to you guys next time here on Reinvention Radio. Take care.
You just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Olscher, visit reinventionradio.com.
One person has the power to change the world, impact millions of lives, and leave a legacy for lifetimes to come. That person is you. In the New York Times bestseller, What is your what? Steve Ulcher, award-winning author and founder of the Reinvention Workshop, reveals his proven process that has helped thousands of men and women discover, share, and monetize the one thing they were born to do. Grab your free copy now at www.whatisyourwhat.com/free. That's www.whatisyourwhat.com/free.